Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. Now, this news report goes to the very heart of Hong Kong's identity. Cantonese or Putonghua in schools, Hong Kongers fear culture and identity waning. Okay, when Lau Chak Ming was casting around for a kindergarten for his daughter, he had trouble finding one that used Cantonese. It was strange, if not ridiculous, situation for a city made up primarily of Cantonese speakers, he thought. Most nursery schools have adopted Putonghua and English as their medium of instruction. Parents see playgroups as a way to learn a new language, but I want to send my daughter to play school for fun and interaction with other children, not for learning a new language, Lau says. The increasing emphasis on Putonghua Mandarin at the expense of Cantonese among local schools is causing concern and some resentment among Hong Kongers. While educators are split about the efficacy of adopting Putonghua as the medium of instruction, some residents fear that Hong Kong's identity may be lost as the special administrative region is integrated into mainland systems. It is particularly galling for Lau, a lexicographer with a professional interest in analyzing language development. As a cognitive science student at the University of Hong Kong, he studied how the brain processes languages, spent 3 years compiling a glossary of spoken Cantonese and Cantonese English dictionary, and went on to earn a master's in linguistics. Now lecturing part-time at the university, Lau has taken on an even more ambitious project, compiling an exhaustive online dictionary of Cantonese words in common use. With help from 30 volunteers, he has already posted more than 30,000 entries on the site, words.hk, which features explanations written in Cantonese, Cantonese pinyin, and English, and examples of usage. They hope to compile 100,000 words within 2 years and are also working on an English language interface. Although Lau concedes it could take decades to complete the Cantonese dictionary, he says, "I want to do what I can to preserve this vibrant language." There are an estimated 120 million Cantonese speakers across the world. But if the trend of local schools switching to Putonghua continues, Lau says, the importance of our mother tongue will be eclipsed by Putonghua, and our sense of local identity and culture will keep waning. Okay, over to Jackie Chong from 5D to give us his view, his take of this article.
I agree with Lau Chak Ming's view because Cantonese is widely spoken in Hong Kong. If the school wants to teach the students Putonghua, there is nothing wrong with that. However, I think Putonghua should not be used as a medium of instruction because it's not our mother tongue. In Hong Kong, we have our own culture. Cantonese is our culture. It should not be replaced. The situation that more and more schools have started to adopt Putonghua as their medium of instruction is getting out of control. If the trend continues, our local teachers, culture, and identity will be pushed to the fringe. Moreover, Cantonese is regarded as a modern variant of the Asian Han language. Compared to Putonghua, it has a much older lineage, with pronunciation, vocabulary, and usage similar to the official language of the Tang Dynasty. The most important thing is there are some Cantonese expressions that can hardly find a Mandarin equivalent. Therefore, I can't figure out why Putonghua should replace Cantonese.
Thank you, Jackie. That was very good. Now, if you turn over your page, you'll see that there is the vocabulary exercise. There is a list of words in a box. I'm just going to go through the pronunciation of these words with Jackie just to make sure you can pronounce them properly. Okay, the first word is waning.
Waning.
Galling.
Galling.
Vibrant.
Vibrant.
Casting around.
Casting around.
Resentment.
Resentment.
Eclipsed.
Eclipsed.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Exhaustive.
Exhaustive.
Efficacy.
Efficacy.
Decades.
Decades.
Yes, good job. Now, the IT department has very kindly set up a link on the school webpage so that you can actually listen to these broadcasts and get the answers to the vocabulary exercise that's on the page. Just go to the menu on the right-hand side, and you'll find a news report between circular and above the Monday motto. So if you're interested in listening to the broadcast again and checking your answers, please visit that link, and you'll be able to do so. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day. Goodbye.